Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, we know that the trend, and we just look at our own parent situation, people want to age in their home as long as they possibly can. They're comfortable, they've got all their surroundings, the sentimental value, all of those reasons. And it sure seems like the empirical evidence is also pointing to that.
So I've been working with people transitioning to or living in retirement for now 25 years. And I can tell you, in the first, call it 5 to 7 years of my career, the concept of downsizing, I'm going to sell my house, move into a condo, or I'm going to rent into an apartment, was a big trend or a thought process for planning purposes as people go through retirement.
Right.
That was part of their plans. Fast forward now, the last, call it 10 years, you're not catching that as much. They don't downsize, they right size, which doesn't necessarily mean they're getting into a cheaper property.
That's true.
They're just getting into a property that fits them. And that's a small percentage of the larger population, anecdotally, of our clients. I'd say the large portion of our clients want to age in place.
Agreed.
And that changes how you know, you look at the housing market and you look at planning perspective. And it actually got so much attention that the Canadian Mortgage Housing Corporation also got involved and started putting a report out there. We read the report. We want to have their take on this.
Yep.
And that's why we have Taylor Party, Housing Analyst for Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. Taylor, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Okay. Give us the overview of the report. You found that seniors are choosing to age at home. What is driving this trend?
Ultimately, you know, if you look at... you know, as people age right now, you know, people are generally living longer, healthier lives than previously, you know, which could reduce the need for things like downsizing to lessen the burden of maintenance, for example, at least right away is what we found. You know, generally households have in more recent cohorts have more money than their predecessors, and they're less likely to have to sell their property to provide for themselves in old age, for example. And in general, homeowners have a wider range of housing types to choose from, including condominiums than before, particularly in urban centers. But, you know, ultimately what we found is that with the first cohort of the baby boomers, sort of born in 1947, we haven't seen a big push towards condos yet. We haven't seen a big push towards rental yet. And downsizing, we have seen some of that, especially for, you know, 3+ bedroom homes kind of thing. People deciding they don't need that much space, particularly 4+ bedroom homes. Actually, people decide, you know, as they get into their 50s or 60s kind of thing, they don't need that much space anymore. So they, as you were saying, right size. But, you know, the overall gist of this report basically shows that relative to past generations, you know, we haven't really seen this big uptick in, you know, downsizing as of yet. That's not to say it won't happen, though. Basically, we found that downsizing or even right sizing, for example, doesn't really start to happen until you get more advanced in age. At least that's what happened with past cohorts. It's really when you get into the 75+ range, particularly when you get into your 80s, that's when the probability of changing your housing situation really starts to increase. And, you know, that's just perhaps a function of getting older kind of thing. But as I said, with the current first cohort of the baby boomer generation, we haven't really seen this happening yet. However, we know that this is a cohort that's going to get into that 75+ range late 2020s, early 2030s. And so between 2030 and 2040, you know, the calculus might change a little bit. But for now, you know, we're not really seeing that.
Taylor, do you see a shift happening with every demographic? And let me kind of give you my context behind this. When I was 18 or 17, let's start there, the magic number of 18 means you move out of the house and go start your own life. Fast forward now, 18-year-olds are like, well, I'm staying at home probably forever, and I'm going to live in my parents' house, and I'm going to be a burden to them for however long I can be, right? Okay, I'm joking about the burden part, but the key thing is that they're staying longer at home. They're getting married later in their lives. They're having children later in life. So the calendar or time frame has shifted by about 7 to 8 years. Are we seeing a similar trend happening at the other end of the spectrum when people start to downsize, right size? That shift is about 7 or 8 years as well. So everything moves over by that time frame, or is it something different than that that's causing what used to be the 65, 70-year-old now being the 80-year-old moving into a condominium rental or right-sizing their home?
Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of touches on, you know, current market conditions. You know we have a supply side problem in many cities across Canada right now. And, you know, as a result, affordability has been a little bit more strained in that respect. But what it means is that, especially on the supply side, is that, you know, if you are, you know, currently, you know, aging in place and you're looking around and saying, what are my options right now? You may not have as many options. And so current market conditions may also just be contributing to people sort of staying in place, even though they may want to, say, downsize or right size kind of thing. In many cities across Canada, with the markets, you know, being as tight as they've been over the past few years, the idea of, you know, purchasing is all can also be a stressful thing, right? If you're going into a market where you know, you may be able to sell very quickly because the market is moving fast, but you're also going into a situation potentially where you're having to fight to find a unit that and get into a unit that, you know, meets your needs essentially. So, yeah, I think the market conditions factor into it. I think the affordability conditions factor into it. And people, you know, younger people staying at home longer is also, you know, factoring into it as well. Like you said, you know, you still need more space if you still have a child at home, essentially. So
let's talk about your earlier comment of the senior Canadian at around 80 years of age will be that point, inflection point of when they start to downsize, right size, move into a condo, rent, what have you. Do you feel with that kind of projection, given the percentage of the population in 2030, 2040, will be a certain larger percent than before at that age cohort, that more supply will happen at that point? So the glut of supply is a short term, call it 15 years, or is it going to be like the same kind of issue going forward? Because we're going to see some supply come out because of this demographic is going to be going into rentals. We have to fill that need. That's one problem. But that also opens up a whole bunch of homes in the market of that demographic because they're selling anyway. So does this help the problem, hurt the problem? And how do we fix it if it is still a problem?
So this is where it gets into, you know, an area where we don't, you know, I don't have anything definitive to say about what might happen between 2030 and 2040 kind of thing. And based on, you know, past periods of time, for example, once, you know, between 2016 and 2021, as people went from, you know, say 85 to 89 years kind of thing, you know, the probability or essentially the number of people selling their home during that 5-year period in that age cohort was over 50%. And, you know, take one step below that, 80 to 84 years, you know, it was a little over a third of people were choosing to sell their homes. And so, you know, there's no doubt that I, you know, as we get into the next decade, and as these more, as people in the baby boomer cohort, particularly the first cohort, start to get into more advanced age, you know, we could see more supply coming to the market. But all we have right now is sort of our projections for what we need out to, our longer term projections, what we need out to 2030. And we know that we have a significant supply gap. We have major labor market needs that we need to fill. And we need to be able to accommodate everybody coming to Canada as well. And so there is a very large supply gap. Whether this starts to resolve and when it starts to resolve is a very big question for sure.
And that's why we got to bring him back on the show to talk about this and see all the trends continuing in the upcoming years as well. Taylor, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we've got to talk about lifestyle in our upcoming seminar, which will include where you live.
Yeah, on Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Country Hills Golf Club. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Does it feel like your retirement financial goals are out of reach? Stick around after the break. You might not be alone. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.